This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Congressional leaders have reached agreement on a defense budget that includes military construction funds for Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The National Defense Authorization Act includes a 3% military pay raise and millions in construction funds for Peterson Air Force Base, Schriever Air Force Base, and Fort Carson. Republican Representative Doug Lamborn says it's a good bill for Colorado.
So there's a lot of good things in that bill, and I certainly hope we can get it passed.
The final NDAA does not include two Colorado public lands bills that the House had in its version. President Trump has threatened to veto the bill because it does not repeal a liability shield for tech companies, and it renames military bases named after Confederate soldiers. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A poll shows some Coloradans are hesitant to get the COVID vaccine. CPR's John Daly reports.
The poll of 1,000 people from Healthier Colorado found 60% of respondents overall said they'd be willing to take a COVID-19 vaccine. That's below the 70% estimated to reach broad protection through herd immunity. The figures were lower with key groups, including Latinx and Black Coloradans, Republicans, women, and those with a high school education or less. According to Healthier Colorado, the Federal Centers for Disease Control is not planning to create a COVID-19 vaccine confidence campaign, instead leaving it to states. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, much like in the story that we just heard from John Daly, some Americans say they don't want to be vaccinated against coronavirus. A spokeswoman for the Ad Council talks about public health messaging and ways to reach virus vaccine skeptics. Then, tens of thousands of farmers have been protesting all week in India's capital. They accuse the government of using the pandemic to push through reforms they say favor corporations over farmers. Vaccine persuasion campaign and India farmer protests. Next on All Things Considered. 56 in Denver, 62 in Colorado Springs, 39 for Vail, 44 in Grand Junction. It is 60 in Pueblo. Clear skies across Colorado at this hour. This is CPR News.